Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, John boy, how's the weather?
John Morosi.
Hello to a new adventure. Living my life in Michigan, my home state, surrounded by family and friends.
Columnist for MLB.com.
I think that with the White Sox, to see Moncada, the consistency of his work was really important. I think they're going to hit.
Out of here! Yoan Moncada drills it!
MLB Network Insider.
I think Theo at his worst. He would have no reason to begin a season with this framework of urgency and some pretty candid commentary and rhetoric about his own team if there was not some teeth behind it.
October starts in March.
Fox Sports Baseball contributor.
Yeah. Fox Sports Baseball God. John Paul Morosi.
I'm a guy. I'm not the guy.
John Morosi.
How about this for a homecoming?
With McNeil and Parkins on 670 The Score.
MLB Network, Fox Sports, and the McNeil and Parkins Show. He's our National Baseball Insider. He is John Morosi. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Outstanding, Danny. Good afternoon to you in the beautiful city of Chicago. And always love hearing Ernie Harwell's voice. We miss him so much, but what a treasure he's been for baseball and certainly for my home state as well.
Yeah, man, it's well put. It's been a weird start to the baseball season. How would you characterize it?
That's one word. I think when you look at the Red Sox playing the way they're playing, disappointing coming off World Series championship. The Cubs at 3-7, the Mariners at 11-2, the Tigers now moving back into first place in the AL Central. It's been upside down, I think, in many different ways. And the Yankees now having a lot of injuries to deal with. Severino out potentially for the entirety of the first half at this point. It has been a bizarre start to the year. And then, of course, you've got the big story of Harper and coming to the Phillies, which he has basically been as advertised. The Padres playing exceptionally well, at least by their standards, even though Machado really hasn't been hitting his stride yet because the likes of Tatis and Will Myers even been playing really well. So it's been a bizarre start to the year. But Danny, it's given us plenty to discuss, my friend, there as the national pastime gets underway.
Yeah, no kidding. A couple of surprising first-place teams, Tampa 9-3, Seattle 11-2. What's the most surprising thing you've seen so far?
Danny, I still think it's Seattle. For them to have gone through the year they did last year where it looked like for about 4 months they were headed to the playoffs, and then they really stumbled down the stretch as the A's played so well. And the reimagining, as Jerry DePoto said, of their club beginning this year. They actually had their opening day lineup in Japan. Not a single player, Danny, in the same spot that he was in an opening day last year for the Mariners defensively. And yet now here they are playing so well with the best record. And in fact, if they win today, they'll be only the sixth team in the wild card era to start a season 12-2 or better. Already they have a better record through this number of games than the classic 0-1 team did in Seattle. So with all those new faces and really relying now on Domingo Santana and Tim Beckham and Edwin Encarnacion and Jay Bruce coming in, he's a streaky hitter, but he's really playing well right now. Marco Gonzalez getting the ball for them on opening day, and Kikuchi has been pretty good. He goes today for them. So to me, Danny, I think they're probably the biggest surprise. The Rays, they're the team that we probably should have seen coming, because they find new ways to win. Of course, they really played well against the White Sox here this week. I think for them, they've got the reigning Cy Young winner in Blake Snell, but they bring in Tyler Glasnow, who really is now in the strike zone and pitching so well. They bring in Charlie Morton, who lives in the area there in Florida and wanted to pitch close to home. He's pitched so well. Yarbrough, Stanek, the guys that we saw be unheralded heroes for them last year are back doing the same thing, and the offense has been there, Meadows and Pham. So for me, I think it's probably those two ball clubs there in the American League really impressive now early on.
John Morosi, Fox Sports and MLB Network, is our guest. Normally early in the season, it can be dominated by pitching and cold weather and low scoring, but that's been anything but. Are you on board with the balls are juiced and it's an offensive explosion that's going to happen this year in baseball?
Well, I think I want to see a little bit more, Danny, before I weigh in too much on it. I think that it's any sort of external circumstance, let's say, than just the playing on the field. But I do look at it and say that the overall offense, especially the home run hitting, has been extraordinary. The Mariners are at the top of the list there, but I do think the ball is flying right now. Sometimes the temperature and atmospheric data can get into play there, or maybe that the hitters are finally changing their approach a little bit in this era of the scouting report and all the data the pitchers now have on hitters. So I certainly think that offense is obviously at a very healthy point in the game. I don't think it's the ball, but I'll know a little more. I think I'll feel a little more comfortable rendering some degree of opinion on that as we get towards the end of April.
So the Angels are coming to Wrigley this weekend, and Mike Trout's got this day-to-day injury, so he might not be here. I love asking baseball people this because everyone seems to have a different superlative. Put into context how great Mike Trout is.
Mike Trout is our generation's Mickey Mantle. That's basically about as firm as I could say it. Maybe even in some ways what he's done is even more extraordinary relative to competition. Than even what the Mick did back in the 50s. It's extraordinary, Danny, to watch what he does in all facets of the game. Defensively, I think he still is an elite player defensively in center field. Runs the bases the way that he does, the power. I think we're just at a point where we collectively, as the American sports fan, we just need to see him in October. That's it. And really, he doesn't control that beyond his own numbers. I don't think it's his fault that he hasn't gotten there. I think that the collectively the Angels simply have not pitched well enough for him to get there more than the one time that he did. But I think as a sport, we need him in October. We need to see some moments because that's when the whole country tunes in. Yes, there are big regular season games, sort of the All-Star game, which he has already shined in. I just think that we as a country need to see him play in the postseason more. And, of course, now that he's signed there long-term, for the long, long term in Anaheim, I think it's apparent that he believes that team's going to be able to win and get to the playoffs. Although right now, based on the early going, Danny, I'm not so sure it's going to happen this year either.
I'm of the belief that the era of baseball making crossover stars, like the sport as a star maker enterprise, is over. That it's just regionalized, and the era of Sosa and McGuire and Ken Griffey Jr., it's just not going to happen anymore. But a lot of people say baseball's got to market its stars better and that they're at fault for not making these stars. Where do you come out on it?
Well, a couple of things. I think that you're right to point out Griffey. I think he was for me, the last star that really became national. And we're about the same age. It was kind of when we were growing up that he became an icon. I remember growing up in Michigan, everybody wanted to have those Griffey Nike Air cleats on the baseball field. They have those diagonal lines on them. They're teal and black.
Oh, yeah.
I see in my mind's eye right now. That was the thing. I had buddies that were wearing Mariner hats to baseball practice in Michigan in those years because they were the cool team, even though we probably couldn't stay up late to watch their games, and nor were they even widely available back then. But we all watched the highlights and we knew who he was. So I think that it's harder now. I think you're right that that stars are inherently regional. I think Bryce Harper also got $330 million in part because he is still something of a national star, that he has a brand that transcends the game, and it pays for him. I think it's important. We look at legacy media and what all where we're at as a society now in social media and that sort of thing. It said something to me, at least, that on the dais for Bryce Harper's press conference was a big easel with a poster board photo of the cover story from SI 10 years ago when he was 16 that Tom Verducci wrote. That is a big part of why Bryce Harper got paid, because he is a star, and he has been one since he was a teenager. There is still, I believe, for players, money in being famous, money in being a star beyond just your production. I think that there are some fans that maybe have a hard time buying into the national stars. I think, Danny, it's not through any fault of the players, nor is it a lack of marketing on an MLB standpoint. I've said this before, and I believe it's true. If you want to watch every Mike Trout at-bat, and if you're not living in Anaheim, you've got to invest approximately 21 hours of your week to watch all of his games, because you're not sure when he's going to come up to bat. That's like a part-time job. People in our country right now, Danny, do not have that kind of time. If you want to watch Tom Brady for a Sunday, it's 3 hours on a weekend, and you can watch his one game, and you can talk about him the rest of the week. To watch every Trout game or every Nolan Arenado game, you've got to invest what amounts to a part-time job. And for all of us that have families and relationships and other things going on in our lives, it's just not that much time. And so I think you're invested in your own team, and that's just structurally how I think it works for the vast majority of even serious sports fans in America in 2019.
another minute or two with John Morosi, and that's very well put. Fox Sports and MLB Network is our guest. Tim Anderson is killing the ball. He's hitting .515. Yoan Moncada, for a stretch, has been among the best offensive players in the American League. What's impressed you most about the White Sox, albeit not their win-loss record?
Right. To me, it's been that young talent. I mean, we talked about Moncada in one of our first conversations this year. I think that's been a great revelation for them, and I think Anderson as well. I mean, he's somebody that potentially could be pushed for playing time based on the overall strength of the White Sox farm system, but he is really laying his claim to that position. And certainly, ironically, he would have been impacted by the signing of Machado had the White Sox gotten him. And I think if you line up the Anderson numbers and the Machado numbers so far, Anderson's been probably more impressive to this point in the season. So, again, it's early, but I've been very encouraged there. I think on the mound, and I know a tough start for the game today for Ronaldo Lopez again, I think that's going to be the key thing for the White Sox. How can they handle the rotation? Can they pitch well enough to hang in the Central Division, which right now, the Indians have been there. They're playing about maybe even better than what I expected they would, but they got some tough news there on Mike Clevenger. The Tigers beat the Indians again today. This is a division, Danny, where if the White Sox can hang around .500 at the All-Star break, they're going to be in the race. That's what it's all about right now. Not getting too far behind right now, because I don't expect anyone is going to run away with the American League Central in 2019.
And then for the Cubs, it's been all about their bullpen, and now John Lester is on the 10-day injured list. Tim Collins has been called up. C.J. Edwards short-circuited. Do you have any reason to believe this bullpen's going to get better before Brandon Morrow comes back?
I think that's going to be the key thing. Morrow has got to really come in there and whenever he's healthy and stabilize things. But the answer, I think, as often as the case, Danny, about the bullpen, the answer is the rotation. And they need Darvish to be Darvish. This is a huge start tonight. I don't want to put too much on one April outing, but Darvish right now has the worst walk rate of any starting pitcher in the major leagues. He has got to be in the strike zone more. And I know it's early, but these conditions exist for everybody. And he's got to find a way to mechanically get online. He doesn't quite look like the same, to me at least, to my layman's sort of arms distance remove and looking at it, doesn't quite look like the same release and same mechanics that he had when he was at his best in Texas. He's got to get back there because, especially without Lester right now, if Darvish is going to continue struggling, I don't know where the Cubs go, because then all of a sudden you've got to start bringing in your relievers even earlier. That's a big job for the Cubs and Darvish. And Darvish, of course, I think it would be a win tonight would mean a lot for someone who, in Darvish's case, does not have a win of his own at Wrigley Field since the 2017 NLCS when he was pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that I speak for all Cubs fans, but I'll just tell you from me as a Cubs fan, I want the game to be canceled tonight because I don't want Darvish to pitch in bad weather so that there's not another Yu Darvish excuse. That's where we're at with Yu Darvish.
Well, I hope he goes out there. I hope it's cold. I hope for his sake that he pitches great, because it would mean a lot for him, for the entire, as you point out, for all Cubs fans, because they've got to see. I think you have got to see something that's going to reassure you that this is going to work out. Because Danny's under contract through 2023. The Cubs and Darvish, collectively, they've got to get on the same page and find a way to just get the ball in zone more often. That's what it comes down to tonight. I will tell you that certainly the earned runs matter and the innings pitch matter. The stat line I'm watching the most is the BB, based on balls. If he walks a bunch of guys tonight, then I think it's fair and entirely justifiable for Cubs fans to be concerned.
He's the National Baseball Insider for Fox Sports and the MLB Network, and you hear him Wednesdays on the McNeil and Parkin Show. Thank you, John.
Danny, my pleasure. Love talking baseball with my friend, and now we're into the hockey playoffs, too, and the top three picked up for the Blackhawks, so good news there.
Okay, so you're a big hockey guy. Who's your pick for the Stanley Cup?
So Tampa's got the best team. They're my instant. They're the one that's popping in my mind right now, but I know it's always hard to pick the President's Trophy winner. I think in the West, watch St. Louis. St. Louis has played so well the last few months. They're going to be a tough out. I know the Central Division for a while has been all about the Preds and the Jets, but the Blues right now, man, they're playing excellent hockey. I think they're going to – it wouldn't surprise me at all if they're playing in the Cup Final.
John Morosi is a man who can do it all. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Danny. Thank you.
That's John Morosi from Fox Sports and the MLB Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.